I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
I'm trying to do more TikToks.
And together, they're Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh, yeah. Goo's in a little bit of vacation mode, although it's not quite a vacation, but
it's
I like your shirt.
It's a funeral.
Yeah, but it's no work.
Well, I get away from you, so maybe that constitutes a vacation. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Seriously, I did have a question. Guru's going to a funeral this weekend in Mississippi. 93-year-old Annabelle.
Yes, ma'am. Annabelle McCarty.
And I'm going to be honest with you. Now, I asked you something. Did you think it was insensitive when I said... So
probably
Goo.
Was.
No, I said Goo. So, like, is it going to be fun down there at all?
No,
or is
I hear
it just
going to
be, you know, kind of everybody in mourning?
Well, depending on, you know, how we act, but I'll say this for my death, Steiny, when that day does come, I want people to celebrate. So, hopefully, it'll be cousins I haven't seen forever. I'm going with my brother and sister. Norm won't be making it. But I'll say this, Evan, and I hope I don't get a foul early. You know, I'm Malcolm X when I need to be. Yeah. I don't know what to expect from the Mississippi in general. So that's kind of scaring me how I move, you know?
I got you. Yeah. Well, so, and you've never been there.
Oh, I have been there
multiple times,
but it's been like 25 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me give you a little
I'll be
hint.
In Meridian, Mississippi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just a little helping advice. It's probably going to be hot.
Yeah. It was 89 degrees yesterday.
Oh, that's not bad.
But they got that humidity thing. Where you saw.
Tell me about it.
I can't. I won't. How you liking my shirt?
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm liking...
Feel like I'm getting on a boat somewhere, you know?
Are you flying out tonight?
Yeah, in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do I want to do this?
Did you get chicken on the way home? Let's keep it real. Did you get chicken, Steiny?
I
told Norm, he said, Steiny will stop and get some chicken.
I didn't get any chicken, but we've resolved it.
Okay.
And we resolved it the way... You got to resolve it. I apologized. I'm sorry, Mary Bay.
What was for dinner last night?
She made something.
Okay, there you go. So you guys are back.
So you still ate her food.
That's a three.
No, I didn't eat. No. No, I didn't eat any of her food last night. What?
A guy that watches Curb Your Enthusiasm, Cheers, Seinfeld, Evan, you would feel like you got what Evan was putting down with that joke and it just went over your head.
That's typical.
What'd I miss?
The punchline?
Oh.
Yeah. Let's go, baby.
Hey, first of all, Matt Barrows of The Athletic.
I can't wait.
He's going to join us at noon. We're going to talk some Niners today. Pretty heavy on the Niners. I will say this. I'm going to try to do this without people saying, oh, boy, here goes Steiny. Get off my lawn. So I'm going to try to do this in a very rational way. Yesterday... The show's over at 2:15, and I said to Evan, let's go have one. We'll talk. We have a football meeting today.
Yeah.
So I said, Evan said, let's go grab one and talk about the meeting tomorrow. And I said, sure. And I got there earlier than him, and they had a, they had the Little League.
I love it.
Regional.
On. Yeah. Let's go.
No. Now, let me be honest. This is not the Little League World Series, okay? This is not the Williamsport, Pennsylvania Little League World Series.
Okay.
These are the regionals.
Played by kids.
Yes.
Watch the game again, then.
Where are you going? Be careful here, man.
And I just got to tell you, I've been watching this here and there over the last few days, and we are really doing a disservice to these kids. These kids do not belong on television. They don't belong on television. The Little League World Series is one thing.
Are you sure you want to continue this?
The quality of play for some of these teams is substandard. And we have young kids out there, 11 and 12 year olds, who are trying to have fun, but they're just not as good as the kids who grow early. And so yesterday I have to watch this Oregon team, and I've got to watch a kid who's throwing about 62 miles an hour when he tops out.
Okay.
Just get laced all over the yard. The coach has to come out, pull him. Of course, he's crying on the way out, head down, ashamed, because he's going up against these kids who have grown before he does. Then I watch a reliever come in for Oregon. You know, a little bit heavy, but you know, he passed out. He fainted. They're playing in San Bernardino. It's 95 degrees. They're from Oregon.
Heat exhaustion.
Yes.
All right.
I'm seeing little flares to the outfield, and the right and left fielders are throwing like rainbow throws to third base.
You don't have to describe to us what Little League baseball is. A sinister moron would compare what he was watching with the kids to the Giants in the Major League Baseball. These are memories that are going to last a lifetime.
Well, they're nightmares.
How about you put your pen up and your scorecard down and enjoy the memories that these kids are going to have playing on television? This is worse than my Michelle Obama, which I don't know what I did wrong, right. But Steiny, take this back. This could ruin you.
Well,
these are kids.
Why are you being
so judgmental and comparing them to the pro?
Because when kids fail in Little League, they used to be able to fail and learn from it. This is not these kids who fail on the large stage of a national telecast, they're going to get ridiculed back at school.
Stop!
They're going to get... I'm just telling
you're
you
You're not a
fact.
Clinical doctor!
No, but they are. But
why
I've,
are
but
you
I've
looking at it like
high,
that? You're
gone,
looking at it negatively.
That's right.
These guys are going to keep this tape, this video, for the rest of their lives that they struck out 8 times. And the kid that passed out, if it was Union City Little League, you would have passed out at Alvarado Park. Steiny, stop! You started your thesis with the ball was going 62. They could let them live. This is incredible to have this stage. And only you could look at it like they don't belong on there.
They don't belong.
This is tradition.
They don't belong on television at this age, at this level.
Stop it. If this were your nephew, I believe if you had a dog in the fight, a kid in the fight, but this goes back to hell with the kids. If you would be like, you would not feel this way.
I would shudder to watch a kid of mine or a kid's friend of mine go through what they have to go through on national television when they don't come out on top. It's just not, it's not fair.
Sonny,
I'm sorry.
It's competition.
No, the point is that these kids have to have their worst moment on television.
And their community and family is behind them.
They're going to be okay. No, they're not.
They're not Bill Buckners. If they mess up, why are you selling them short? This is a moment of a lifetime that you're trying to taint.
Who watches
that and say they shouldn't be on TV?
Kids are mean. Kids are nasty.
The world's nasty. Hello.
That's right. And these kids who don't perform with the lights on at 11 years old
are going to have a bond forever with their teammates, win or lose.
I don't know about that.
I still have memories, and I wish we were televised. I might have made the majors, but I'm just
No. You would have been humiliated on national television.
Struck out 14 in a TLC, Steiny.
Right. I just don't believe that it's constructive.
All right, Mr. Irrelevant on YouTube chat. Turn a channel.
The
bartender or the restaurant, whoever.
That I can do, and I will do that. I'm just saying.
I love watching.
These are 11-year-old kids, and the difference between an 11-year-old who's gone through puberty and an 11-year-old who hasn't. You're just humiliating the smaller kids.
Evan, can you help us, please? Don't make this. The chat is, they're all with me. But Evan,
no,
you're still almost closer to that age than our age.
Evan, real quick before you answer that, this from the 510 on the Boxer and Gershon's work.
All right, one person.
No. Steiny doesn't understand that playing Little League Baseball on TV gives them exposure.
Exactly.
And that's the problem.
Says who?
They don't deserve exposure at this age because they're not good enough, and you're just putting the spotlight on
Steiny,
kids
this has been
who are,
going on forever.
On kids
40
who
years.
Are failing.
More. No, it's been forever.
That's not true. They would never televise the regionals. The regionals.
Oh, man.
Go ahead, Evan, and then we'll get out. Yeah.
Well, we have to get out, so I'll tell you on the other side.
Okay. 888-957-9570. I've tried to do it without raising my voice.
Steiny,
I've tried to do it without yelling. I've tried to do it without malice. But no, I'm watching 11-year-old kids yesterday on TV
that you
playing
don't
in
know.
A regional. A regional.
Let's go.
They're not
more.
Even in Williamsport.
Okay.
Right. And I'm just saying, like the right fielder in the movie Parenthood, they have no business being on TV. 888-957-9570.
We got the goal, my brother.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Hey, coming up this afternoon at 7 o'clock, the Valkyries take on the Las Vegas Aces. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX. Pregame starts at 6:30. Brought to you by the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. Your future begins here. That segment brought to you by the American Cancer Society.